This is Robert Balgach, and welcome to the Black Swan Secrets podcast. Our focus here is to help you grow as a producer and as a business owner in the life insurance industry. Enjoy the ride. Disclaimer: past performance is not indicative of future results. Strategies discussed in this podcast may not be suitable for you, and you should make your own independent decision regarding them. This material does not take into account your particular objectives, financial situation, or needs, and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you.
What I wanted to do this morning is go over the child apps and just kind of how that works. And we're not only going to talk about what the app is, but we're going to talk about how to fish for it and how to prospect for it. See, every time we go fishing and we throw the line in the water with a worm and a minnow on there, we don't always catch fish. Well, why do you go fishing then? Well, because you fish because when you do finally catch something, it's a big deal and it's kind of a neat feeling and everything. Prospecting is exactly the same way. And guys, we all should be prospectors at all times. When you're standing in line at the grocery store, everywhere you go, you should be prospecting. So sometimes when we get somebody on the phone, how many of you have ever experienced, there's no possible way of making a sale, just none there. I'll give you an example of what happened with me a number of years ago. There was one company that would take this client because they had COPD, but the most coverage you could write with that company was $25,000. So I get to the house, and another agent had gotten there ahead of me, and I knew her, and she had scarfed up the only opportunity there was there. She had written the $25,000 max. There was no place to go. They were too old for an accident plan. There was nothing there. There was no sale. But I went fishing. And this was the question I asked. I said, have you guys ever been tempted? And you might want to write this down or at least record it. Have you guys ever been tempted to buy one of those Gerber plans for the grandchildren? And they said, yes, we've not only been tempted, we have 7 policies with them for our grandkids, and we're getting ready to buy the 8th one. So I explained to them, I said, well, the reason I ask, and that phrase I'm using there, guys, that transition phrase, learn to use that whenever you want to ask a question or you do ask a question, then use the transition phrase on why you're asking it, because that gives you the liberty then to tell them what you want to tell them. But I said, the reason I ask is we have Gerber, but we have another plan that's very similar to it. It's the same price as Gerber, but our clients get more coverage. But more importantly, it allows them to set up an insurance trust for the grandchildren that they're allowed to it no matter what their health is as an adult. And the guy's ears perked up, and he says, well, tell me more. So I got a list of the birth dates. I refigured the rates for them. And make a long story short, I wrote 8 policies to the tune of about $1,600 in premium. And most agents, I guarantee you, would have walked out of that house without ever writing a policy. Why did we get it? Because we learned how to fish effectively. We put the bait out there and we talked in terms of bullet points. I didn't clobber them about how great our plan was. They're both good. This just happens to have a different benefit that allows the children to add to it. Now, when I write these guys, I don't write $5 a month premiums. I'm not interested in writing a $5 a month premium. There's not enough money in it. My time is worth more than that. So I start off with at least a $10 to a $15 a month premium, usually 10 to 12. And when you do that, that allows them to buy. The reason you want more coverage on the child, and if they bring it up, if it's a newborn and it's $30,000, but I don't want $30,000 on the child. I said, you don't need $30,000 on the child. But let me tell you why it's important. That $30,000 on the child now costs you $10 or $12 a month. But more importantly, it allows that child to add 5 times that amount as an adult. So you're establishing an insurance trust that will allow them to get between $150,000 and $180,000 worth of coverage, no matter what their health is as an adult. Now, how many of you on this call here today know somebody who's had a child that's had a car wreck that they've been injured and may not be insurable now? How many of you know someone that's had a child that's gotten involved with drugs or actually been killed because of a drive-by shooting or a car wreck? I mean, I'm looking at Matt right there. We all know someone that's fallen into that category. So it's not like we're just out here selling something that they're not going to need or use. Yeah, Lee's smiling because, I mean, every community around has experienced that. So you are the expert. You're the person that can drive them and lead them to a a decision they may or may not make. We're fishing. But the point of it is, it's very simple. And now, which product do you use? Bright Futures with Foresters is a great plan. It's a whole life policy that, depending on their age, if they're a little older, Joseph, I might do a $20,000 plan for a 15-year-old. Why? Because I'm trying to keep that price down a little bit. I'm trying to keep it in that under $15 range. But if they're five and under, four and under, guys, I'm going for $30,000 because it's worth my time. And most importantly, that child is going to need that insurance trust down the road to be able to buy up to $150,000 worth of whole life insurance, no matter what their health is. Injury from playing soccer, car wreck, drugs, doesn't matter. Depression. My gosh, look at what we're dealing with these people today. So you are in a position here to help both you and your family, but more importantly, to help them and their family. And we're keeping it simple. And I'll go back through the fishing expedition one more time. Have you guys ever been tempted to buy one of those Gerber plans for your children or grandchildren? The reason I ask is, it's such a simple process. And, you know, we could be writing, everybody on this call here could be writing five or six of these a week. And if you add five or six of those a week to the tune of, $50,000 or $60,000 in premium, guys, that adds up a lot. And most importantly, and Robert will tell you this because he covers it all the time, how many people cancel the insurance they've bought from you if they have a child policy in the house? Almost never, if ever. So this is job security. It's securing the business you've got. And the policies are real simple. These aren't complicated. It is worthwhile for you to go through and read the benefits from that. But I hope today's session will inspire you. Any of you that have children or grandkids that play soccer and you're at the soccer games on the Saturdays, great opportunity to do some fishing. So these are ways that you can generate some immediate cash to help fund your business if you're brand new. But more importantly, you're protecting the families in the neighborhoods you live in. So I hope that helps today. And you realize the importance of keeping it simple.